Well, we'll go ahead and begin now. Tonight is September 29th, 2022, and today is the Feast of Michaelmas. It's a very old tradition in the Catholic Church, and it is the Feast of Saint Michael the Archangel. So, a tremendous boon to be with us tonight, and we have a wonderful message from him originally given on another Michaelmas day in 2018, on September 29th, 2018, reinforcing our spiritual mooring on our path of light. And our host tonight is going to be Lenore Harris from California. So I will let you go ahead. Take it away, Lenore.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara. So tonight we are very honored to hear from beloved Archangel Michael on this Michaelmas. And he is coming to bless us with the infinite light of God. And we call also for his protection for all those who may still be in danger in Florida. And we call for legions and legions of your angels, beloved Archangel Michael, to rescue anyone and everyone who requires it in this hour. We are one in this time together. At the end of this class, in about 75 minutes, please stay to find out what is happening in our community and how you can benefit. Ask any questions, share any insights and experiences you have had. And if you'd like, you can stay after and give prayer requests for you or your family or friends and join us in prayer. I'd like to read our mission and vision statements now. In the Heart Center, our mission is as follows. Within our Heart Center community, we realize personal enlightenment through our higher self and share the Ascended Master's teachings and our love wisdom throughout the earth. Our vision, we live in sustainable golden crystal age communities in joy and in harmony with Mother Nature. Using solar sciences of the spirit, we radiate light and we live and love as one. So I'd like to invite you now to read the prayer along with me that was sent to you in the invitation. So if you have that ready, together. In the name of our I Am Presence, we call to you, beloved Archangel Michael, thanking you for filling us with your light and your love and raising us up and stronger with your help. Archangel Michael and your legions, thank you for protecting us tonight, physically, mentally, spiritually, and electronically during our class. Thank you for bringing to our class those souls who are eager for more love and light and a desire to obey God. Amen. Now let us sing together Song 11, Michael's Great Blue Sword. And you should have received this either by snail mail or email. And as we sing, let us visualize golden light radiating out from the sun to each of us in our homes, surrounding us in dazzling golden light and blue lightning rays and the blue fire radiance of Archangel Michael. Feel the love of our Father, Mother, God lifting us up and invigorating us. So song number 11.
We implore you with one accord, guard our threefold flame in the holy I Am name, in protection.
Okay. Michael, Archangel bright, we praise your mighty light and the power of your great blue sword. Come now, hear the prayer of the people everywhere. We implore you with one accord. Guard our threefold flame in the holy I Am name. In protection's glow our souls now see. Leaping your love cascade. beneath the love. And we're grateful for all friends so free. Guardian of our youth, defend unity and truth, with dear Michael standing at your side. Your faith and your trust will always be a must, the nations of our world to guide. Indigo azure too, and each transcendent hue, make us love to intone the sacred word. Michael, archangel true, we place our faith in you. Of all that's dark and dense, let us see ourselves in purest light. Our victory to win, a new age to begin, hold our sisters and brothers in your sight. We will march with you, in protection's fiery moon, sons of faithful standing heavenward.
I'd like to give a little bit of information on the spiritual meaning of the word sword. This is something that Lanello told us a long time ago. He was a master of invocation and of the inner meaning of words. And the word sword, if you look at how it is written out, it is S word. It's the sacred word. So the sword is the sacred word of God, and we can wield that sacred word ourselves, along with Archangel Michael and all the masters and angels, when we do our prayer work. So let us invoke that sacred word, the S word, the sword, whenever we do our prayer work. Now we're going to continue with the message from Archangel Michael.
Precious hearts, I, Archangel Michael, come on this day dedicated to me for the victory of light in your world, within your life, within your aura. I am determined that you will fulfill your destiny, and part of my mission is to assist every light bearer who is invested in their own God plan, their own holy mission of light, to be victorious in order to ascend back to the heart of God and to reunite with their great I Am God presence. I come to fulfill in these last days the command of the Lord God to cast out the serpents and the fallen angels from your world. Yet what is your world, precious ones? It is your life as you live it today, in this hour, at this seminal time of Earth's history. When you make the call to me, and when you feel the energy of that blue fire radiance of God manifesting through you, as I come to support you and your work. Legions of my bands, inspire you, inspire you to be victorious and to conquer the lesser self with all of its wiles and ways of darkness. Yes, on this 29th of September, 2018, there is much afoot in your world. And so I stand with my feet upon the serpent, and I direct the currents of God energy to negate the nefarious offerings, if you could call them that, of the dark spirits who would entrap you and embroil you in all manner of activities of darkness and vibrations of nihilism.
Now Donna is going to answer, what does nihilism mean? Go ahead, Donna.
Okay, it means total rejection of established laws and institutions, extreme skepticism, especially with regard to value statements or moral judgments. Thank you.
Okay, now we'll continue with Michael's address.
Precious ones, when you yourself align yourself with truth, honor, integrity, and the virtues of God, we, the archangels, and our legions are there in the atmosphere and right where you are to support you, protect you, and to God direct you in all things that are virtuous and holy, pure, and undefiled. Yet even the best of our servants at times find themselves temporarily in states of despair or depression. And it is then that we must come to free you from what has truly ensnared your soul in that moment. I can assure you, blessed ones, that this activity is our joy, though we would be more invested in other work than to save those who know of us and pray to us daily, and some even hourly. Yet, this is the time for the defending of the woman and her seed. And what does that woman represent? She represents your soul, aspiring to oneness with God. She represents the feminine ray across the planet and the rising of the mother light within every devotee. She represents all that is virtuous and pure that all women are meant to outpicture in their lives. And so when you feel any debasement of that mother light within you, it is time to call to us, to deliver you from that which assails your soul and your spiritual mooring upon this path of light.
And now I'm going to answer, what are some examples of the debasement of the mother light in today's society? I'm sure you can think of many. Number one that comes to mind is abortion, which is the total negation of motherhood altogether by the killing of the unborn child. And then we can all think of other examples as well. All the LGBTQ plus stuff that is confusing our young people and giving them false ideas that they can change their gender to from one to the other. And then, of course, there's things like drag queen story hour, where they're teaching little children all about drag queens and sexualizing our children at a very, very young age, exposing them to ideas that they shouldn't have to even think about, especially as little children. And then all the there's a lot of really untoward books that are being promoted in grade schools and middle schools to our children and youth, and things like letting transgenders come into women's sports and compete as women when they are still biological men, which gives them unfair advantage and totally negates the whole idea of having women's sports altogether. There are many, many examples like this. We see it all around us in our world today. So we need to redouble our efforts to pray for the enshrinement of the divine feminine in every man, woman, and child, and the protection especially of our youth and children from all that assails the Holy Family and the divine feminine. Now we'll continue with our message from Michael.
Precious ones, you know the scripture that Jesus, in his hour of deep prayer in Gethsemane, prayed ceaselessly for assistance from our bands, and Holy Amethyst came to him to assist him in those dark hours before his trial, his passion, crucifixion, and all that he experienced at the hands of the nefarious ones. Yet he foresaw all, and this was a part of the divine plan for the Messiah to save millions and even billions of souls from the clutches of the infamous one. Now you are at a crossroads upon earth in this battle of Armageddon. And it is imperative, blessed hearts, that you ramp up your calls to me daily. And so I ask, during this cycle, from now through the end of this year, 2018, that you give those prayers to me, any of them that you desire, 33 times during your morning broadcasts, for the protection both of God's will in your life and the lives of heart friends within this spiritual community and within the greater community of light around the world of sons and daughters of God who are attempting with all of their heart and their God desire to bring forth the kingdom of God upon earth. Yes, we will make the difference for many, for we have never seen defeat, precious ones. And even as the angel of deliverance, even as Mighty Victory and the great teams of conquerors have always defended God everywhere throughout the cosmos, so we are entrusted with this mission to protect the light, to protect the light bearers, to protect you, your life, your body temple, your mission, your family, your community, your very soul. God is great. We affirm it. God is one. And when you enter into that oneness, of God awareness, that blessed state of beingness, where you are undivided in your attention upon your presence, where you enter the unity field through great joy to experience this state of divine bliss. All things are possible unto you by God's grace, because you know that God is the doer in your life, that the Divine One is the one who affirms your very state of being, where you live, move, and have your essence and the matter planes of experience. Gracious ones, Michael Mass is an ancient tradition, and on this day, some will have bonfires and experience that ritual of the burning up of the past, of ancient records, of that which they desire to cast into the flame.
And now Lenore is going to answer, what is the main tradition of Michael Mass? And also, what other holidays have traditions similar to Michael Mass? Go ahead, Lenore.
Okay. Well, Archangel Michael just mentioned about the bonfire and how it's an ancient tradition of, you know, people putting into the flame, burning up past records, ancient records that they desire to cast in the flame and be consumed. So that is a big tradition in some areas, I assume. I didn't see that it was still commonly held as a tradition, you know, in the Western world. However, I'm reading a little Omran book. It's called The Beautiful Story of a Master. And in it, there is a picture of this huge bonfire. Huge, huge bonfire with many people around, and it's on a Michaelmas day. So they observe that. And so like in England and areas that we are familiar with and have similar traditions, starting back in the Middle Ages, Michaelmas was a great religious feast, and many popular traditions did grow up around that day, which coincided with the harvest in much of Western Europe. In England, it was a custom to eat goose on Michaelmas, which was supposed to protect against financial need for the next year. In Ireland, finding a ring hidden in a Michaelmas pie meant that one would soon be married. So how this corresponds to some other holidays, I was thinking of Thanksgiving in the United States, with, you know, of course, here it's a turkey instead of the goose. But yet it's that idea of the harvest time, and, you know, a lot of the dishes are, you know, harvest dishes. They, we're talking about the really special traditional carrot dish that is, associated with Michaelmas. And then Christmas also, you know, in many cultures you have, like in Sweden, they have the pudding and there's an almond in it, and whoever gets the almond, something special happens. So all of these things have kind of been coming down into, the cultures in very similar ways. So I think that.
Great. Thank
you. Is what I wanted to say.
Thank you, Lenore.
You're welcome.
You may not be familiar with this, but the ancient Celts, in pre-Christian days, they had similar traditions with the bonfire on the night of Samhain, which was the night before November 1st, which was considered their new year. It was the beginning of the next cycle, and it was considered the holiest day of the year on their calendar, and the Feast of Samhain was usually celebrated by great bonfires, and they would cast their cares and woes into the flame, so to speak, and people that had grudges with each other would make up with each other and stuff like that. That was a tradition of that. It was time to mend your grievances with your neighbors and that sort of thing. And that's also was a tradition of Yule, which is celebrated at the end of our calendar year now, and at the winter solstice, and often a ritual of casting your cares into the fire was also done at Yuletide or at New Year's time. So this whole idea of starting with a clean white page is common in many countries, in many nations, and goes back to very, very ancient times. So, well, enough of that, and now we're going to go on with Archangel Michael's message.
And though you may not experience this directly where you live, you can assert this endeavor of the transmutation of all that is less than God perfection in your world with a spiritual bonfire that you envision in your home, on your property, that you meditate with me this evening at 7 p.m. your time and feel the effects of the power of God, the blue fire radiance of God, the protection, the God direction of God manifesting through our angelic intercession in your life at that moment. And when you feel this empowerment, when you experience this dynamism, it shall truly be for you very beneficial. And through your experience of oneness with all light bearers in that hour, there shall be a great influx of light to the entire earth, and we will create a cosmic auric pattern of blue fire radiance around this planet to seal it from all that is less than that God-directed ideal of faith, of holiness, of virtue. Now, I invite you to place your hands over your heart and to feel the pulsation of my beloved faith manifesting through your heart, your mind, and your will. Feel our sponsorship of your mission. Feel the radiance of our auras intertwined with yours. Know, through the agency of the Holy Spirit manifesting within and through you, that God is real within you, that the light is your very life, and that through this radiance, through this joy, through this divine feeling of oneness with us, that you are always victorious, and that with great determination and aplomb, everything that you set your heart to, your mind to, your will to, and affirm it daily, is fulfilled, is accomplished, is fully manifest. Now, as I have with David, both ascended and descended, the Bozeman Pass from Livingston to Bozeman, I come also to protect the children throughout America and the world from the wiles of the Dark Ones. And I have received a dispensation from Alpha and Omega for the acceleration of the return of divine justice unto those who have abused the children, who have misused their light to their own afflictions. And therefore I say, legions of God across this planet, bind now the nefarious ones who have manipulated the children and youth and the unborn everywhere on earth. We reaffirm the judgment upon the abortionists by Archangel Uriel and Aurora long, long ago through a previous dispensation. And we affirm through you, dearest ones, the acceleration of light for the prevention of abortion and for the enlightenment of women everywhere upon earth to avoid the great dark karma of killing their own offspring within the womb. You have prayed, many of you, daily for the cessation of abortion on this earth, and we have answered through many movements and through many miracles, and you will see these ongoing miracles manifest for the safeguarding of these little ones seeking to come into embodiment to fulfill their life plan. So we applaud the work of those within the 40 days for life movement. We applaud the work of those who have been vouchsafed with the mission to support and protect the right to life of the unborn. And there will be more exposures of the infamy of the abortionists and those who utilize body parts of aborted fetuses or their experiments, and for all manner of infamous uses.
And now Maria is going to answer. Have prayers to protect the unborn made a difference, and how have they done so? So go ahead, Maria, with your comments now. Press star 6. We don't hear you, Maria. Is she?
She's on.
Okay. You have to press star 6 on your phone, Maria. We're not hearing you, honey. So, well, I'll go ahead, I guess, and speak about this topic. Well, this heartstream was originally given 4 years ago today, and a lot of things have happened in that time frame. The most important one that comes to mind is the fact that the Roe v. Wade decision has been rescinded, and now instead of having a federal law about abortion, each one of the 50 states in the United States can make their own determination as to laws about abortion. And many states have outlawed abortion altogether, or just only make allowances for rape and incest. Others have a time limit, like 15 weeks gestation, no longer than that. And the state of Texas has the heartbeat bill. As soon as the heartbeat can be detected, abortion is not allowed after that time. So there are lots of ways where the laws have changed about abortion, which is really tremendous. And like Michael was talking about, these different organizations that work tirelessly for educating people on abortion. I spoke to someone just a few days ago on the phone for a group called Students for Life. And these are high school and college students who are, they campaign for pro-life legislators. They educate on campuses around the country to teach people what abortion really is, and just trying to raise people's awareness as to the preciousness and wonder and the great gift from God that no child comes into being without God's design and God's plan. We may not have a desire for that child or a plan for that child, but God does, for every single one that is conceived. So that's something very important to remember. So let us continue now with the rest of the heart stream.
Alpha and Omega have released light unto all of the archangelic hosts this day. To bring forth God's holy will in an accelerated fashion upon this planet. And you will see prophecy fulfilled, the words of Daniel and of John the Revelator, in coming weeks, months, and years within this time. Yes, it is a time both of great darkness and of great light. Yet you can choose the higher way. And as you are an exemplar of that light and of that higher walk with God, many will be saved. Many will be inspired to your examples of virtuous lives. So we thank you, precious ones, for your daily ministry through the science of the spoken word. Through these broadcasts, your sacrifices, your givingnesses, and your great love. Let me tell you, precious ones, that we feel the vibration of your love when you so endow the light flowing through you to support God's work, our work upon earth. We feel your virtue. We feel your authenticity and your sincerity. We know your spirits, your names, your life pattern, your tones, and your specific virtues, and the blessings that flow through you, each one. God knows each of you individually, and we are also privileged to know you, dearest ones. Our love for God and for you is great and shall never wane. It shall fulfill its purpose to ensconce you in the everlasting radiance of holiness and blessedness. I could speak for hours, dearest ones, and I will on the inner to your souls this day, for I multiply myself many, many times over through the hearts of the righteous and through the work of the beloveds of God. I am Michael, Prince of the Archangels, called of God to save souls and to fulfill the mission of every light bearer to save all in love. Thank you.
Thank you, beloved Archangel Michael, for this fabulous, wonderful, inspiring message. You know, Michael asked us to pray with him at 7 p.m. That message was originally released in the middle of the day, so we've already passed 7 p.m. everywhere except out in Hawaii. But you can choose another day, another evening at 7 p.m. anytime. You can call to Archangel Michael, and he will join you and reinforce and amplify and intensify your prayers. So this is a wonderful little ritual to engage in and to a good habit to inculcate. One to initiate on starting this Michaelmas day and moving forward. So we just make a call to Archangel Michael at 7 p.m. wherever you are. And he and his legions will reinforce it. So